Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, I need you to admit something.
Okay.
When you go to the gym, you totally watch what people are doing, even if out of the corner of your eye.
Well, there are mirrors everywhere.
Yeah. And you kind of chuckle, like, even if on the inside, about something that someone's doing.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, I admit it. I can't get around it. You're right. I have to admit it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the categories too, right? Don't you have the loud guy who grunts?
Drops the weights.
Uh-huh, right. You get the person who lifts their form is all wrong.
Yeah.
Don't call me out on that because I don't...
Beginner.
Yeah. Well, so I was watching someone the other day. It was a lady. She was trying to jump rope, and she was terrible. Like...
Terrible at jump rope?
Yeah, she just couldn't do it. I mean,
really?
She's trying so
like
hard.
How many in a row could she get?
Two.
No.
Yeah, just over and over.
Doesn't every human being jump rope at one point in their life?
I would think so. I don't know. She just really was struggling with the whole thing. Like, she had the timing down. Just,
poor lady.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I couldn't stop watching. Well, I wanted to talk today about how practice makes better.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was practice makes perfect.
I know. I don't really believe that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure I have ever encountered perfect. So,
okay.
Anyway, I'll just go with practice makes better. And here's the kicker. No practice makes worse.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I've learned how to jump rope, and I know that, you know, doing it makes you better at it. I know the more I do it, the longer I can go.
Mm-hmm.
My little internal personal goal is 100 revolutions mm-hmm. before
yep.
tripping
yep.
up. That's
yep.
kind of the standard that I go for.
You ever been to like the 90s and then messed up?
Oh, it's so frustrating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the point is that, you know, when I'm out of practice, I'm not even close to 100.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
I get 12 repetitions and then I hit my foot or whatever mm-hmm. else. So practice definitely makes better. You know, there's things that I used to do well, but I haven't done for a long time. I'm artistic. I feel like I probably even have some natural talent. But years ago, I did a lot of realistic drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So to get good at that, I practiced. Like, I would just put my hand in a pose and draw my hand over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a boring class. I would draw my hand. And so I got good at drawing realistic people, faces, architecture, you know, because it was developed like over and over and over. The repetition helped me get good at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. Somebody could say, well, you're a natural artist. You have talent. Maybe, but man, the first time I tried to draw my hand, it looked really bad,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it took a lot of hours. Another thing that I had done a long time ago is I played drums, and I'm not musical, not naturally talented, but the church that I was at needed a drummer, so I practiced, and I got good enough to play with the worship music. Haven't done it for a bunch of years, and there's no way I could jump in and play drums this Sunday. No way.
Not going to happen.
Because there's been no practice.
Huh.
So no practice makes worse.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody's going to ask to come play drums. Skateboarding is another one.
You can skateboard?
You know, I was good enough. Like, good enough. Yeah, I could skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, you know, I'd crash in a half pipe, or there's not a lot of tricks and stuff that I could do. But
you can ollie.
I could do enough of an ollie to be counted as a skateboarder, but there's just no way, man. I would seriously mm-hmm. injure or hurt myself if I tried to get on a skateboard today. You know, what I do for a living is communicating, speaking in public, and been doing that for 20 years now. And so just thinking about the number of hours that I've put into it, I mean, I've literally been talking in front of people for about 2,000 hours, like 2,000 hours of talking in front of people. So that's a lot of practice in and of itself. But then also there's work that goes into getting ready, like prepping and practicing before the actual talk. And that's, I would estimate, about 8,000 hours. So all in total, I mean, in 20 years, you're talking 10,000 hours of work put into communicating in front of people. So just getting back to the jump rope concept, if you're going to learn how to jump rope, it takes persistence. you can't give up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to hit your foot, you're going to mess up, but you've got to keep on going. No quitter has ever been great at, you know, doing something.
Yeah.
Like you've got to keep on going, keep trying. And then pace is an issue. I think, you know, with jump rope, it's like, you can't go so slow. It just won't get around. And you can't go so fast, you won't be able to do it. So you got to hit that right pace. I think the same thing's true. Whatever you're working at, developing, growing in, you got to find that right pace.
Mm-hmm.
And similar to that would be a rhythm. I think with jump rope, what's fun about it is when you get in that groove and it's like you're not even thinking about it anymore.
Right.
You know, it just, that's the comfortable groove. It works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when you're developing a skill, when you're growing in an area, you want to find that groove that just works. It feels natural. That it's easy to do it. So the point today, practice makes better. No practice makes worse.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.